Consider this, I urge, the noble soul, the soul more radiant and sharp than fire, how he was particularly eager to be present himself with the Corinthians, who were unwell and divided into factions. For he understood the significant help his presence provided to the disciples and the harm his absence caused. He explained the former in the epistle to the Philippians, saying, Not only as in my presence, but now even more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The latter he indicates in this epistle, saying, Now some are arrogant, thinking I will not come to you, but I will. It seems he was impatient and eager to be present himself. Since this was not feasible for a while, he corrects them with his promise to appear, and not only this, but also by sending his disciple. It's for this, he says, I have sent Timothy to you. For this reason, what does that mean? Because I care for you like children, as ones I have begotten. His message even comes with a commendation of his own person. Who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord? This he said both to express his love for him and to prepare them to receive him with respect. And he is not just faithful, but faithful in the Lord, that is, faithful in things pertaining to the Lord. And if in worldly matters it's high praise for a man to be faithful, it's even more so in spiritual matters.